Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As more jurors speak out publicly, we've been getting more details about the jury deliberations in the long trial that resulted in the conviction on most of the charges against Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Two jurors have said there were shouting matches, including over Bulger's status as an FBI informant. And this morning, another juror, speaking with the Boston Globe, said she's frustrated with online comments criticizing the verdict, saying the jury considered all of the charges carefully. To find out more about the juror's experience, as well as why some find it necessary to speak out publicly to explain the decision-making process, we turn now to an independent jury consultant based in Boston, James McGee. James McGee, thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Let me ask you, the jurors who've spoken out have talked about shouting matches, slamming doors. Is that typical in a high-profile case like this?
I think it is fairly typical. There's often a lot of emotion in the jury room, especially after jurors have been involved in a trial for several months. Things can get very contentious. I think it's a good sign, though. I think it shows that jurors are taking the case very seriously, that they didn't have an immediate group reaction to the trial. Jurors are keenly aware that the impact of their decision is very grave, and that they'll, you know, have to account for that in some way.
They deliberated for 32 and a half hours after a two-month trial, the eight men and four women. How does that kind of lengthy trial affect jurors when they finally get to that room where they have to decide?
It can have a lot of different effects. For some, I think after such a long trial, they're eager to return to their normal daily routines. It's a huge interruption for them. But it also, I think, it's a time for them to finally voice their opinion. I think they have a lot of pent-up emotion and well-formed opinions that need to be expressed.
Jury consultants such as yourself can be allowed to do exit interviews with jurors after a verdict. You were in the courthouse when the Bulger jury heard testimony from one of the key government witnesses, former Bulger partner in crime Stephen Flemmy. So you saw some of what they had to consider and how they reacted, at least at that moment. In this case, what would you be asking jurors in exit interviews?
You generally start off exit interviews broadly. Overall, we're mostly interested in the most salient and influential aspects of the evidence and testimony that were presented. We're interested in what were the most discussed topics during deliberations, who emerged as the leaders in the jury room, and who were the holdouts, who were the people who were the last ones to be convinced.
And what are you hoping to learn from that?
It's usually in an effort to guide further litigation or similar cases to try to get as much information about the key elements of a case.
As we mentioned, we're hearing some now from at least a few of these jurors as they speak out to the media. Why do some go to the media? Why do others refrain? And what are the risks to a juror when he or she goes public?
It's a very personal decision whether or not to go public. I think some feel the need for some kind of catharsis. Some feel the need for social proof or social confirmation of their decision. I think some jurors feel the need to qualify their verdict. They sometimes feel the need to add a story behind that to justify that verdict and to elaborate on some of the things that were said in the jury room that don't get heard in the courtroom.
James McGee, very interesting. Thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
James McGee is a social scientist and independent jury consultant based in the Boston area.